Hours Radio, where it's all about the music.
Gabba gabba, hey, hey, and welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Oh, it's that time, Jeff. It's that time to get punky with the Ramones and Teenage Lobotomy starting us off this week.
Rick, I have been looking forward to this show for a week. We've had some good shows over the last several months. I think this one might be even better because it's got good music. It's got some musicology, it's got a chance for us to rant, and if you don't mind the thought of two middle-aged white guys bouncing up and down in their seats, it has that too.
Well, this is music to mosh to pogo to do what you wish to, but more than that, the Ramones and much of the music that they spawned afterward is music of protest, and still these protests, for whatever reasons, seem to hold up, and that's why I think there is the chance to not just celebrate the music, but also to rant along with it.
I'll get a quick rant in here. I was traveling this week, and I was at a function, and they had that one of those silly cable radio things where you get various stations, and one of the stations, Rick, was labeled Classic Alternative. Well, I have news for you, Mr. Radio Cable Silly Programmer. There's no such thing as classic alternative. It's always going to be alternative. It's always going to be protest music. And if you don't believe me, listen to the next song.
I think I'll go.
The Clash. The tune is Death or Glory, off of 1979's classic punk album London Calling. As we do a set of 30 years of punk music, because it's still angry and it's still alternative, we started out brand new Horseshoes and Hand Grenades from 21st Century Breakdown, Green Day. If Rockwell was any more excited about this record, I'd have to fly out to D.C. and revive him. In the middle, some U.S. California punk from the early 80s, Social Distortion, Another State of Mind. And that album, and I'm mentioning these album names for a reason, young people, because you should go out and buy them. The album is called Mommy's Little Monster. Because, Rick, no matter how much you try to pigeonhole these bands, no matter how much you try to dumb down this music is still about anger, it's still about what's telling us what's wrong with the world, and that we'd better do something to fix it.
Well, Jeff, you know, and I know too, about Social Distortion, a band from the 1980s that really had that 1980s punk style done well, and Green Day tips their hat to Social D, that's what they were called. For those who like to follow Social Distortion, they just call them Social D. Green Day has a Social D cover on the extended version of 21st Century Breakdown, and you're right. This album has me more excited than just about anything in the past year or so.
And Rick, where can our listeners find out just how much you like and enjoyed 21st Century Breakdown?
Well, not only do I have a review of 21st Century Breakdown on the Ivory Towers ancillary blog, but you can also find other commentary there from others, not just me, about Green Day. And Jeff, actually, I think you left a comment on the blog today related to Green Day and the new Green Day release and why Green Day is so important socially and musically too. You can find the Ivory Towers ancillary blog at www.ivorytowers.com, and that's Ivory Towers, all one word, and with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end. One more time, www.ivorytowers.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave. We'll be right back.
Devo, Girl You Want, from 1980 on Jeff's New Wave here on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And Rick, I love this song for any number of reasons, one of which it's Devo, but the other of which is Devo ripped off the Knack with this song. If you pay very careful attention, well, I should rephrase that, ripped off implies stealing for monetary intent. It's their take on the Knack and My Sharona. If you listen to the guitar riffs, they sound almost exactly the same.
And, of course, Devo ends up being more important than the Knack and My Sharona. In 1979, some people would have thought that Devo's time was gone and the Knack were going to be around forever. Looking back, those people were sure wrong, weren't they?
Yes, and wherever they are right now, if I could see them, I will tell them the same thing I told them in 1979. You're wrong, I'm right.
Yes,
and
but
I am.
Those radio executives during that time, and we are talking about radio executives, we're talking about people who built album-oriented rock radio. Since we've ranted a little bit about radio programmers at the start, why not stop now? But those folks tried to tell us that everything was going to sound like My Sharona afterward, and that the Knack were going to be as huge as the Beatles. Those executives and those people who try to be the tastemakers try to do this to us every year. And we need bands like Devo to set us straight with their subversive musical rejoinders.
And Rick, we've got some more Taking It to the Man music right after this.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure. Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
That's new music on the Metal Shop from an album called Crack the Sky. That's a group called Mastodon from Atlanta with the song Oblivion. Just another slice of what heavy metal is doing these days, Jeff. And a little bit of a different turn for this show. We've been punky on this show, but if you're going to go into the Metal Shop, you've got to give us a little space to get into that special metal territory. What are your thoughts about Mastodon, and how do they rate on the heavy metal dipstick?
Rick, I thought that was a surprisingly progressive rock and roll sort of heavy metal offering. And I gave it a 20W40 on a heavy metal dipstick. Kind of heavier, but not especially heavy or sludgy. Kind of about two-thirds of the way toward the sludgiest.
We've been in the regular grade of motor oil the last couple weeks here in the metal shop. So I guess that means either I'm going to try to find the light end of the dipstick, see where we can go with that, or of course, you know, I'll be overdue for something that rocks you right to the bottom.
And speaking of which, it's time for my favorite part of the show.
Take it away.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the artists featured in this podcast.
From the vault, it's Cover Me. We'll be right back.
the Trogs' classic Wild Thing, covered by the legendary LA punk rockers, the band called X. Xene Cervenka on lead vocals. Jeff, X is one of those bands that you know I like, and I think you like them too. I want to make mention that that version of Wild Thing is hard to find these days, and I'm not sure why. It was featured on a film soundtrack, the soundtrack for a film called Major League, and you can't find the soundtrack anymore. You can hardly find this on vinyl, let alone electronically, but as usual, we scour the archives to bring you the music that you need to hear.
Rick, do you mean to tell me that someone at Hollywood thought they should put X doing Wild Thing on a movie with whichever one of the Martin Sheen's sons is in that one? That's what were they think? What were they thinking?
It does feature Charlie Sheen, and Charlie Sheen does play the character of Wild Thing in the movie, and so that was his theme song in the movie. And I guess more or less this, in many different ways, marks the end of the LA punk movement in the 1980s. I think that movie came out 1989 or so, more or less. And I'm not sure if X had much left in its gas tank past that particular point. Not sure when they officially broke up. But if they're starting to do movie soundtracks, that tells you how far from the punk base they moved away from. And I think in some ways that may have caused them to rethink and regroup and do some of the things that both Xene Cervenka and John Doe, one of the leaders of X, are doing nowadays.
Speaking of John Doe, I believe we have some John Doe coming up.
John Doe with another one of our favorite California bands right now.
Trouble. turn tail and run. I will turn tail and run. I will turn tail and run.
A set about the modern world. That's the Young Knives with Turn Tail from their album released in 2008. Jeff, if you didn't know it, you backed that song up about 20 years. I think it would have played well in the 1980s, maybe even in the 1970s. It's new music, popular music in the UK, not very popular on this side of the Atlantic Ocean. But the Young Knives are making some waves in Britain, noted as a band that can play with new wave punk edge. Before them, preceding the Young Knives, maybe these are the Old Knives, a group called The Jam that also did not make much headway on this side of the Atlantic, but The Jam were a great punk rock band when punk was big in Britain. The Modern World and their sense and sensibility, I think, informs both the Young Knives and also the song that we started off with, We All Shine a Light. That's new music from Cracker featuring John Doe of Axe with them. And that's new music from their Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey review, release, CD, whatever you would like to call it. But that title gives you an idea of what Cracker thinks about the state of the world. And it isn't all sunlight and the Land of Milk and Honey.
Rick, as we always note here on the Underground Podcast, we have to, by the very nature of our reason for being, not play enough bands often enough. And The Jam is a band that we've been remiss, and especially I've been remiss because I've got a part of the show where we could actually play it. But The Jam was a very important band in a lot of different ways in Britain. It was a multiracial band, if I recall correctly, which in that respect had much more of a following on that side of the Atlantic than it did over here.
Well, we have played some Paul Weller, and Paul Weller was the guitarist and primary songwriter for The Jam. And you're not telling me this is the first time we played The Jam ever, is it?
No, I played one song. But, you know, once again, so much music, so little time to get to it.
Speaking of which, more music coming up right after this announcement.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
I'm sorry, baby, that you can't stand in my light anymore. You're moving back to the shadows. I can't fight this anymore. Well, I tried to heal you. Well, I tried to fix you. Well, I tried to show you compassion. Well, I tried to listen. Well, I tried to love you. Though you were broken. Well, I let you get up close to me. Well, I let you feel the warm and the calm. And you resisted. It took me time to notice. But now I see the shadows as they fall. I always find the broken ones. What does this say about me? Maybe I'm the one who's lonely. I'm sorry.
nothing. You give everything, everything. And now I'm caught in between, but I can't.
Radio, where it's all about the music.
Woke up this morning at 11:11. Wasn't in Portland and I wasn't in heaven. Could have been either by the way I was feeling, but I was alive. I was alive, woke up this morning at 11:11. John was half naked.
Of Rufus Wainwright on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That song, 11-11, starting us off, Bob Mould. His new one, I'm Sorry Baby, But You Can't Stand in My Light Anymore, from his latest Life and Times that's out this year. In the middle, Ben Harper with his new backup band, The Relentless Seven, Fly One Time. Jeff, I love the title of Ben Harper's new album that song appears on, White Lies for Dark Times. Says it all, doesn't it?
It does, and I think he understands what he's doing by naming the backup band the Relentless Seven, because all great backup bands, Rick, must be relentless.
Well, this show certainly has been relentless so far. We've got a little bit more space to go, but you've got important things to say here, don't you?
I have very important things to say. If you liked this show, if you didn't like this show, if you'd like to send Marlo, the official Underground Podcast dog, an email, you can send us an email at ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's ivorytowersradio, all one word, towers, T-O-W-E-R-Z, radio, at att.net. One more time, ivorytowersradio. @att.net.
I don't want to talk about love no more. I don't want to talk about love no more. I don't want to talk about love no more. I don't want to talk about love no more. out the road. Something's tugging at my sleeve. When you told me to wear love like an overcoat, I covered myself in belief. But you never told me about grief.
Sarah Cahoon, new music on Ivory Towers Radio, the underground podcast, a song called You're Not Broken. As we close today's alternative show with three very alternative songs that show you don't need to play loudly to make a point about how screwed up the world is. We started out with one of our favorites, Amy Rigby, I Don't Want to Talk About Love No More. And Amy is just a wee bit bitter there. And in the middle, from 2007, a really nice song, Susan Levine, Letter Home.
It's not Susan Levine.
It may be, but I just figured I'd take a chance, Rick, going ahead 50-50, getting it right.
I just wanted to say that so our bases are covered.
One of the very bad things about what we do and the way we do it is because we are the underground podcast, it's sometimes very difficult to find pronunciation keys to some of the performers' names. And I really took a chance with Sarah Cahoon. And Sarah, if you or your family or your friends listen to this, if I didn't pronounce it correctly, I do apologize.
Well, believe it or not, occasionally we have had artists listen to the underground podcast, at least a couple that I know of and have sent us emails. So hopefully we'll add Ms. Cahoon and her family and friends to our list.
So I thought that was, Rick, a fine way to end our alternative radio show today.
Well, a wonderful show. And any final thoughts from you, Jeff?
If this stuff got played on the radio, as it should, we wouldn't have a job. So I suppose I should be grateful that there are people who refuse to play this kind of music on the radio.
Well, we should also be clear, because people do listen to our disclaimer. This is actually not our job, and we do this for the love of music, for the love of what radio should sound like, and I guess in some ways also for the love of our listeners, because We want you to hear good new music. As usual, the eclectic mix that we provide is something that spans generations, spans decades, and we hope that everyone enjoyed this one especially. So, thanks for listening to Ivory Towers Radio this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. The time is gone. The songs are over. Peace.